Even Google Maps has an AI assistant now. You could use Ask Maps to find a restaurant with availability for a certain number of people, taking your past searches into account as well. Tech companies really want you to start talking to their products. And sure, that makes sense for an Amazon Echo, or even ChatGPT's voice mode, but I'm not sure I need to talk to my apps. Google disagrees. The company is now rolling out Ask Maps to iOS and Android users in the US and India, making Google Maps the latest product to implement an AI assistant. It begs the question, will you talk to your navigation app while out on the road? Google's pitch for Ask Maps is this. Rather than search for generic stops along your route, like coffee, gas station or hotel, you can ask Maps complex questions to increase your chances of finding something specific. One of Google's example questions is, my phone is dying. Where can I charge it without having to wait in a long line for coffee? That's a tall order, not usually fit for a navigation app search feature. You want the app to find a location with public outlets that serves coffee, but isn't too busy at the time you're heading out. Type that into the typical search feature, and you'll instantly get a pop-up that reads, no results found on Google Maps. Google says Ask Maps can analyze information from over 300 million locations, including sifting through the reviews of its more than 500 million contributors. The results also take your past searches into consideration as well as any saved locations you may have in Maps. In another example, Google says you could ask your Google Maps assistant to find you a spot with a cozy aesthetic and a table for 4 at 7 p.m. to meet up with friends coming from Midtown East. Ideally, the assistant would know not to pull up any Midtown East spots, since the friends are coming from that location. It would cross-reference restaurants with cozy reviews that have that availability. Plus, it may know from past searches that you are vegan, so it will only return results with vegan options. This is Google, so of course, Maps Assistant is powered by Gemini. In concept, it's an interesting implementation of generative AI. I certainly wouldn't have a chat with Ask Maps, but I'd be curious whether it would really deliver on these contextual requests. If I really could tell Google Maps that I needed to find a restaurant with availability in 30 minutes that could accommodate both a gluten and a peanut allergy within a 15-minute radius of a concert venue, sure, that would be super helpful. But AI isn't perfect. In fact, it has a habit of making things up. It would be a shame to walk into that restaurant and find out it doesn't have gluten-free options, or that everything is fried in peanut oil, or that they don't actually have availability, or that it is indeed a 15-minute walk to a concert venue, but not the concert venue you're aiming for. If that request overwhelms the AI and returns results that don't match some, or most, of the request, or perhaps, a no results found on Google Maps alert, I probably won't be using Ask Maps again.